نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. My dear respected brothers and sisters, community members, Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, they complete their mission of connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, training people to live that life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They complete this mission by first forming an environment. That is their first task, that they form environment around them, environment of love, environment of goodness, environment of good deeds, environment of Iman, environment of A'mal, environment of Akhlaq, good morals, good behaviors. So anyone from any place, from any kind, when he comes into that environment, he gets trained. He starts to absorb those A'mal, that Iman, A'mal and Akhlaq in him. And then his life is changed. This is how it works. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we are human beings, are like that. We naturally take effects by the company we keep. Whatever we look at, whatever we hear, whatever we say, whatever we do in our daily life, it affects our heart. All of our actions, either they are bringing light into our heart or either they are bringing darkness into our heart. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. This is what Allah says. Allah is the friend of the believers and He brings them out of darkness towards light. So every action that we do in our daily life is like the bad or good friend which we are accompanying. So if I have a bad friend, a person who is away from Allah, who is unaware of Allah, who has no interest in Akhirat, if I be with him, I will also become like him. No matter I want to become or I don't want to become, I will become like him. And if I have a friend who loves Allah, who has a lot of interest in Akhirat, who hastens towards the good deeds, naturally I will become like him. I don't have to make any effort. I will naturally become like him. Similarly, my dear brothers and sisters, the daily actions are also like good and bad friend. You know, nowadays the greatest company we have is the company of our phone. Day and night, we are in the company of our phone. Whatever we are looking at in our phone, whatever we are listening in our phone, whatever we are experiencing in our phone, it's not just giving us information or it's not just entertaining us, but it is also forming us into that cycle, into that person. When you're looking at haram, your heart is also absorbing that darkness into it. When you're listening to haram, your heart is absorbing that darkness. Then what happens, my dear brothers and sisters, a time comes that the heart dies. the heart is dead. And what is the sign of a person's heart being dead? The sign is that no matter how great of a sin he commits, he will have no sense. He will have no feeling. This is what comes in the hadith, that for a person whose heart is dead, a fajir, a sinful person, when he commits a sin, it is as if a bee sat on his nose and he just flew it off. It is as if like that. And a person whose heart is alive, who has light in his heart, for him a sin is like a fallen mountain on his head. Mountain is about to fall on his head. How concerned he is going to be. How fearful he is going to be. So my dear brothers, that's why this is what happens. That a person, his close family member, his close friend, his community member dies, and he goes and he buries him in the grave. But there is no effect in the heart. Because the heart will get affected when it is alive. But my dear brothers, when day and night we are pouring darkness into our heart, this heart goes dead. So this is the last thing I want to share with everyone today. The greatest good company we can keep is the company of Quran. This Quran, it has two things to do. It does two things. It brings the dead heart back to life, and it provides nutrition to an alive heart. When a person is dead, he will not feel the feeling of hunger. He will not be hungry. So when a person is dead, when the heart is dead, to bring it back to life, Quran is there. And when it becomes alive, it requires food, it requires nutrition. Then Quran does the job of nutrition also. So this one Sheikh, he was mentioning that nowadays people are self-isolated and they are locked down, they are in the lockdown and they are in their houses. So he said, I got so happy when this person called me and he said, Sheikh, nowadays in 3 to 4 days I'm finishing one Quran. 3 to 4 days I'm finishing one Quran. Look, can you imagine the company he is keeping? So my dear brothers and sisters, the month is about to come. The month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Is the month of Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرَانِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which Quran was revealed, Quran was given. So inshallah, with this intention of bringing our heart back to life, we need to open Quran. We need to get used to start reciting Quran. 1 page, 2 page, 3 page, whatever we can start with, we start with that and we start increasing. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله